Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to our fifth ever pod. It's your boys, and we got a special guest today, Cairo. We
filmed Gary O'Derry.
We filmed a podcast with him, but the audio was bad, so we had to redo it. So this is our
issue. But we're getting settled.
Yeah, we got the audio set up. Hopefully, it sounds crisp and clear for you guys. So, Cairo, say what's up.
Yeah, it's Big Kai here.
Big Kai,
best part of the O line, most important.
Backside
tackle.
All right.
Full of himself. We got the blind side over here.
So we're just gonna get into it today. Not too much to talk about, especially with Central. You know, we played them last week. Scored 28 on them in the first quarter. I mean, that it was like we dominated on and off the field really fast. So I mean, it was a pretty impressive win. I say if we were in the whole game, we were on track to score like 100 points. 112.
Well, 28 times 4 is 116. So
is it?
I thought it was 112. 116.
116.
Somebody do the math. Burke, do the math. But
it's 112. Right. It can't be 100.
28. Was it times 4?
It cannot be 100.
Gotta be 100.
112.
Yes, I knew it. Conley's an idiot. All right. Well, anyway, we put a lot on them, and then we put our second and third string boys in for the second half.
Got the rips.
Yeah, got the rips
in. The future of the Hornets.
Oh, yeah. But nothing too crazy to talk about, especially with Central. But this week, homecoming week, big week.
Before we get to homecoming, real. Who's the player of the game this week for offense?
Oh, I forgot to mention, boys. Each game, they give out game balls for player of the game.
Well, for offensive week, and defensive.
For players. Offense and defense. Well, it's only usually one player on the offense and defense side. But we found out that all five offensive linemen are getting game balls, baby. We're hyped.
Just for spring on and off the field.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm telling. Yep. Like, I think Conley started it, but when we got out there after, like, I think it was our first or second drive. You just sprinted out there.
Yeah.
And we were like,
we were sprinting out there.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah. We get set, and like they were like all laughing and stuff. Yeah. Like Central like even thought it was funny.
Yeah, they did think it was funny. It was a good game. Those guys didn't talk any crap, you know, because the only thing I heard any one of them say it one night was we were on extra point. He was like, "We just got to keep playing hard, man." And I just felt bad. I was like, "Dang, I felt bad." I was like, "Wow."
Got to do your job, though. Mm-hmm. Can't let up.
Yep, can't let up. So
that's right.
We beat the brakes off of them. This week going to Southwest, same mentality, different focus. Same quote we've always been saying.
They're pretty much just like Central, just a little bit better.
A little bit. What was the score? Did Central and Southwest play?
No. They're like That's like their game.
That's like their game?
But it's they like, got, well, because it's two Little Rock schools, so it's a rivalry.
Who's Southwest and Northside played, didn't they?
No.
Who played Southwest?
Central played Southwest.
Place. Yeah.
Not Southwest.
No, yeah. Who played Central? Because I remember comparing schools.
Northside.
It's not Central, Southwest.
Conway did. North Little Rock did.
Okay, yeah. Conway killed him. 56-0 or Cabot something.
You know Hot Springs destroyed Southwest?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of distractions going in this week. But coach says, you know, they remember the game. They don't remember what you dressed up as. But speaking of dressing up,
we still bring the heat.
Bring the heat during the week for dressing up for Spirit Week. Monday was
a rhyme without reason.
Rhyme without reason. Me and your boy Conley were Chad and Dad. Conley dressed up as
a
dad.
Frat bro, and I was a dad.
Yeah, so I was a frat bro.
I thought that day could have been a little better picking wise.
For who?
The Senate.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty common everywhere. So, did y'all dress up, Bert?
I wasn't there Monday.
Oh. Well, did you dress up?
I didn't dress up Monday, but I did Tuesday.
Oh.
Hey, old Burke over here was still sad about that old Cowboys loss.
Burke's still sad about the Cowboys.
How about them boys?
Yeah, and Tuesday was. I forgot.
Tuesday was a movie character day or TV
movie character day. I was your boy was Louis Lastic from Remember the Titans. If y'all know
did you look like him?
Okay,
you
do look exactly it's not like true. Him. He's really fat offensive lineman. If any of y'all know like Billy Bob off of what's that show? Friday Night Lights. You can compare him to Billy Bob.
Yeah,
you can compare him to Billy Bob.
And of course, your boy over here brought some heat. In a gorilla costume, so I was heating up.
Yeah,
so
Conley was a gorilla.
Long story short, I had a gorilla costume in my possession. I was like, well, I got to have it one day this week. So I decided to wear it for Tuesday. And if any of y'all know the infamous scene from Zookeeper with Kevin James, the gorilla the gorilla and Kevin James go to
smacking the top of the
go to TGI Fridays.
Is TGI Fridays really as good to look on TV? Shut up.
So, yeah, I was the gorilla from that movie.
And then, you dress up Tuesday, right?
No, Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
Did you dress up Tuesday?
Future job. That's what
future
it was.
Job. Yep. Well, Wednesday. We'll let Cairo go first for future job.
Oh, buddy. Let's just say we were a little farmer action. Got some jorts, some cowboy boots.
He had a wife beater
over
on,
his
shirt.
And a John Deere hat with a little wheat in my mouth. And we're ready to go.
I think you're the first farmer I've ever seen with perfectly nice shine boots.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I got them about.
We're blue collar around here.
You little hick.
A month and a half ago, right before that, at the Zach Bryan concert.
Matt, what were you?
I did not dress up. Wednesday.
Man, wow.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't think of anything, you know, so I just went with unemployed.
I'll go ahead and go next and save the old Matt Burke over here for last because he was probably the best.
It was fun. Concept.
I was a, blue collar. I was a welder / whatever you want to be called. So I had my little welding mask, overalls, camo shirt, big old inch and a half wrench. So I brought some heat.
Look at that guy.
What do you got, Burke?
All right.
Here we go.
So your boy dressed up as a coach, right?
Oh,
all
no.
Impersonations of the coaches in the coach's office.
No, that's just
obvious. Just spit and just man, rest, hydrate. See you after Friday. Right.
So Burke had I think Burke had the best concept. Maybe not the best dress, but best concept. So talk about the little what you had going on.
So I had a little coach's fit on. Impersonating all the coaches, especially Coach Clancy.
Coach Clancy.
All right.
That's our O-line coach.
So, so after each practice, we have a huddle around him. And usually around Wednesday, Thursday, he goes, rest, hydrate. Any questions, guys?
Well, before that, he usually makes fun of Kroom for wearing a bonnet.
Oh, yeah.
Crochet kit.
Wearing a bonnet. Just a fat bonnet on his head.
Yeah, but for every huddle, he does say, rest, hydrate. Any questions? Y'all call it up.
How does he say it, Burke?
Rest. Hydrate. Yeah, any questions? Call it up.
Call it up, man.
Yeah. Hey,
jog off the field.
It only matters about how we play Friday. It only matters about how we play Friday.
The game today, Wednesday.
Day of the week.
Wednesday is the game you're going to play on, the meal you're going to play on. So you better
speaking
eat right
that,
on Wednesday.
What do y'all have?
What did I have? Oh, I had a cauliflower pizza.
Good.
Yeah. 600 calories.
Personally, me, we had Fields of Faith Wednesday.
Gee, it's a pizza.
Good little event. And I did have pizza there. So three slices of pizza there. And then, big guy, can't go on the go all three slices. Went home. Mama cooked some grilled chicken and made a salad. Threw that grilled chicken in the salad.
Woo!
Woo! Mama makes a good little salad.
Sounds like
you
need to lay off the grilled chicken. You're breathing really heavy. You're breathing into the mic.
Talking.
Hey, I had a cauliflower pizza last night, so. It's just cauliflower crust.
I said.
How's that any healthier than flour?
It's like 500 less calories. It's cauliflower.
But you don't have any carbs.
So? I don't need them.
You play on carbs on Friday.
I have energy in my mind.
You're going to be so tired.
Yeah. I have energy in my mind.
Just thinking like carbs are important. But okay. My bad.
Yeah. Big boy.
But I say I had about four barbecue sandwiches last night.
Four barbecue sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. What are you doing?
We're not exaggerating the show, are we?
Are we bit? We're
not.
You had four.
Jeez. I was hungry last night. I mean,
wow.
Got to eat.
Pulled pork.
Oh,
from where?
Okay.
From the house.
Ooh.
Mama made them.
Miss Susan.
I made them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who made the barbecue?
Huh?
Who made the barbecue?
A company.
Oh, no. You just put the sandwich.
Yeah. I called up Sweet Baby Ray's to come over and make some for me.
Ooh.
Hey, got the cat.
What'd you have, Cairo?
I had 5 Popeyes biscuits, 3 cups of those oranges, like in the juice. They were kind of sweet.
What?
And some steak, rice, and broccoli.
Jesus. Cairo definitely eats the most, technically, because at lunch, I see him, and he just has 2 trays or something. Back in the day, people used to have trays for lunch, but now nobody has trays because they just carry the carton of food they have.
Yeah.
Well, Cairo brings a dang tray. And it's like a tray filled with 3 meals. It's got like 5 orange juices on it.
That metabolism's working. I'll tell you what, in there.
Yeah, what it is.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Southwest. They're not as good as us, obviously, but they're a little bit better than Central. So going into the game, right, we say same mentality every week, just different focus.
Yep.
This week, it's homecoming, a lot of distractions. We're going to be busy a lot, so D-line. Not is that their strong point? The D line?
I would say
they're pretty good.
Their offense. They're probably like quarterback and receiving core is probably their strong point.
Okay.
Well, they have one big guy, but besides that, they're not. I wouldn't say they're not well coached, but I would just say they're not very disciplined.
Yeah. Speaking of receiver, Aaron Granada, That's one of the Brian Hornets.
Got a bunch of, we got some ops over there.
We got some ops. Yeah. Everybody, a couple Jay people Sean left. Robinson. Jay Sean.
The irony in homecoming. They're coming home, baby.
That's their homecoming.
They're coming home for a little butt kick.
They want a homecoming, so we're going to give them a homecoming. Yeah, so. I think Daryl, the Mike linebacker.
Daryl Moore.
Yeah, and then Jay Sean, the running back.
And apparently he's playing a little linebacker now, too.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I mean, you take
I want to laugh when I see them. It's gonna
be
funny.
I think it's funny. You take our third string, and like they're like their best players there.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, hopefully we can perform very well, get those guys that are under us in.
For sure.
And have a good homecoming week. You know, we got homecoming on Saturday. So, what are you boys looking like from? I know me and Conley are in the same group.
Yeah, we are.
So, me and Conley finna go eat good at the same spot.
Eating some hibachi.
Yeah, and take some pics together. So,
but
that'll be fun.
You know,
how about you boys?
The fit consists of a nice shiny panther on my shirt and some lion shoes, silver and black. We're about to look fly.
Are y'all going together? Who are you? All right, who are you going with?
Maggie.
Yeah, I know, the group.
I don't know.
You don't know yet?
They just put me in a random group.
Oh, okay. Do y'all know where y'all are eating?
Huh? She listen to this podcast?
She does.
Oh gosh.
But my fit. All right. White long sleeve shirt.
White long sleeve.
Dress up. You got to dress up. Ooh. Green tie.
Putting that on.
We're going to get dark green. It's dark green.
There you go. Match, you know, match the woman.
Yeah. Black match pants. We're going to get some nice black shoes, too. Just to.
There we go.
Yep.
But I ain't doing too much, but that's it.
That's what's up.
If y'all don't mind, let me talk about my fit a little bit. So, I'm technically rocking two, I would say. First, you got to know, got to look spiffy for the pictures. Mom's making me dress up a little bit. So, white button down. Baby blue tie, match the woman, navy pants, and just some. I'm wearing my ostrich cowboy boots,
because everyone's
gonna be wearing dress shoes and stuff. But my slacks, they're boot cut, so I am gonna be wearing some boots.
I do not have boot cuts. That was a good
idea. For the dance, don't let me get at you. I got an old
disco
light blue shimmer disco shirt. It's like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a skelly almost.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
And then I got an old disco chain. And an afro and some aviators. So, for the dance, I'm literally gonna look like I'm coming straight out the '70s. So,
well, are you wearing a suit? Like, are you wearing a suit over the top?
I'm
not wearing one.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna wear one unless it like on that day it's like 50 degrees. But it's not 50.
What's the thoughts on rolling the sleeves up, cuffing the sleeves? Does that look cool?
No, that's the move.
I think you only cuff if you're not wearing a tie.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not wearing a tie,
never mind.
If Lauren wants you to wear a tie or something,
I'm wearing
a tie. But if you're not, unbutton a couple, cuff it up.
Exactly.
It's not bad look.
It'd be fire. But yeah.
Throw a watch on.
I can't wait. I don't know if I'm. Can't wait for the dance, though. I feel like nobody's going.
Nah, the dance is going to be turned. Trust.
You think so?
When you're a big Bill.
Hey, when you're a big Bill, we're in the front.
Shout out Hayden Hunter. We get a little dance circle going.
Oh, it's senior year, baby. You better best. Yeah. We're going out.
Best
are you
believe
going?
It.
I don't think we are.
Not going?
Just know they better have the AC cranked down to like 45.
Oh, dude, it's so hot. Like in prom, it was bad. It was hot. It was.
Yeah.
Oof,
yeah, it had to leave that jacket in the car.
Oh, yeah. So getting off the focus of playing Southwest and homecoming this week, you know, we got a special guest here, Cairo. So just ask you some questions. I know you've been playing since your sophomore year. Actually started. Have you started every game in your high school career?
Every game.
And you did not play JV your sophomore year.
Nope.
That's nothing that nobody in this room has experienced. We've all played
true.
JV.
Kyra, yeah. You're him.
You're him,
I am
Cairo.
Him, I guess. Yep.
The next reincarnation of Will Diggins or what?
No, I'm gonna be Cairo Terry, not Will Diggins.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Cairo Terry. Baby.
So, like, is it, you know, going into your junior year, how are you changing the way you played since sophomore year? I know you've gained a lot of weight.
Yes, that was the first part. I was just like, hard to stand ground.
Yeah.
Weighing about only like 220 throughout the whole season.
Wait, 220 last season?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like 220 going against. Did he block Quincy or did Hutch?
Hutch blocked Quincy. Oh. Quincy wasn't that good though. Number 7 was good. He was better than Quincy. He
oh
just
my god,
tall.
Matthew.
I didn't.
Anyone you block is always better than the best player on the line.
We all blocked him. But
so, quick question, Cairo. Coming off of talking about football and stuff, I want to get a little more about you. What you guys say about this ink on your chest?
Ink on the chest.
I mean, everyone gets these snakes, these dragons. I just need to be different, you know?
Different.
It's so typical, but
that indeed is what you are. Different.
Got to go with the octopus this time, you know?
Explain the meaning, Cairo.
You know why? I always thought octopuses were cool, you know? Just like a little creature in the ocean.
Yeah.
I see one while snorkeling. I'm like, you know what? Let's do some research, see what it means. See, adaptability.
Ability to adapt.
So okay. I'm like, you know what?
There you go.
I'm on like first that. Tattoo. Might as well. You know, just pull the trigger on it.
I like that. So, yeah. Mike, you're in Hawaii. What, like, what's your decision making like going into that?
Screw it. You're in Hawaii. You gotta live it out.
What did mom think about it?
Oh, she loves it.
She loves it.
She loves it.
That's I mean, good. I love it, Kyra.
That's pretty good.
Well, she got a chicken on her thigh.
A chicken on her thigh.
Yeah.
Chicken thighs. That's what that means, right? Chicken thigh. She has a chicken thigh?
I don't know.
Dad always think about food over there, man.
No, I'm just saying, like a chicken thigh. Like that's just like a play on words.
No, I get it.
Like having above knee and baloney on your below your knee.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But focus on off of the football side. Let's talk about, you know, I'm feeling a little random tingle in my body just to go through a segment today. A little segment action. If you guys, and I know this question's overplayed, but if you guys were on a deserted island, what three things would you bring with you?
Probably with me. Bring an axe.
Okay, an axe. First thing we're going to do. Classic.
Just bring a couple matches.
Chopping down trees or what?
Yeah, chopping down trees.
Okay.
Harvesting animals.
Yeah.
Bruce said harvesting.
Harvesting
animals. We're like,
what are we, playing Rust too much or something? Playing Minecraft.
And next we're going to get a couple matches. Keep us a little warm at night.
Keep you warm.
And then let's go fishing pole.
Fishing pole.
Hey, get you a little way to eat.
Yeah.
Grab a little caterpillar on the side, walking, and put it on the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Get you a little, I don't even know what's in the ocean, a shark with a caterpillar.
Sure. You go, Conley.
You know, I'm not there for a long time. I'm there for a good time.
Yeah.
So I think I'll survive on my own.
Just having fun.
But I think if I have to bring something, I'll bring in my friend. I'm bringing a friend, probably, or multiple if I could.
What would be a friend? Give me a friend.
Big guy. Jacob Jones. Okay. Love that guy.
Survival expert, guy. Probably.
Fun time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably be running marathons around the island or something.
Probably.
But, and then I guess I'd have to bring a truck because I want to drive my truck around the island, you know.
On the sandy beaches.
Because why not?
Talk about last time he drove a truck, he got stuck in the river.
But that's another time for it.
Yeah.
We can talk
about the next pod. We can talk about a funny story with the boys next time.
Definitely.
And I guess the last thing would have to be, it's a good hoodie. Stay warm.
Good hoodie.
Like a good old wrapping up.
Cario, what about you?
Go with a hatchet.
A hatchet?
A 24-pack of water. Got to stay hydrated.
24.
How many waters a day?
32. A 32.
How many waters a day?
Probably. I have to go ration two until I can somehow find a way to purify some water. Unless there's a river.
You can boil it.
What am I going to boil it in?
Bring a pan. A pot. Something like that. I don't cook.
Oh, yeah. You just boil it. You boil the water. But I don't know what you're boiling. Yeah. That's a good point. For me, low-key, I would definitely have a full-on hibachi grill.
Nah.
And I'm just saying, food, like Conley said, food. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And obviously, I got to have a chef as my second so he can make, so you know, do the cook up all the food for me. That would be my – so they can cook it up for me. You know how they do it, the little thing. And my third one – I don't know what my third one would be. Oh, I think, yeah, okay, a guitar. Man, I'm just telling you, let my hair grow out, be like a superstar, and just, you know, stroke the chords a little bit.
Those Beatles so, and Cat
yeah,
Boys,
yeah, bring a guitar. That'd be probably pretty funny. And learn, because I've always wanted to play the guitar, so I teach myself how. Yeah, but thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Peace.
Say bye, Burke.